This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon as we go over some of the challenges that everyday inventors face in this country. Now, we all have products in our home, whether you know it or not, that was done by an independent inventor. And the challenges that they have to go through from the I have an idea moment to getting it into your hands is absolutely incredible. And sometimes really, really hard. In fact, I think all the time it's really hard. Just sometimes they make better decisions than other times. My first guest today is Kat Crompton. She is the COO for Inventor Lady and our segment of Invent America. Because she works with the inventors on licensing, she sees how often a bad service provider is chosen. So, Kat, thanks so much for being with us today. Tell us a little bit about some of your experiences.
You know, I wish I had a dollar for every time I heard an inventor tell me a story about a poor service provider. I could buy a new car. Because the fact is that there are just a lot of people out there looking to take advantage. And, you know, that could really be said for any market. You've got good providers, you've got bad providers. But unfortunately, it seems like we do hear an abundance of stories about poor service providers that make promises they can't keep, that don't meet deliverable schedules, that just take money and run with it, and you never see anything in return for it. So that's one of the big things that we're always cautioning the inventors we work with about, is that it's not good enough to just see a rating on Google anymore. I mean, anybody can get on and post those. The best way to find quality service providers is to hear from someone who has used their services, not someone who knows them, not someone who's related to them, somebody who has actually used their services and gotten a quality product that they've walked away with. So that's one of the best things about the Invent America, you know, group, and then also the Inventors Roundtable. Because we work with inventors, we get that feedback. We know who has given a good product. We know who has given a good patent. We know who has given a good prototype, because we have people telling us, yes, this was great. But like that, we also have people that stay away from them. So that's one of the reasons we recommend going to the group meetings with the Inventors Roundtable. You have the opportunity to say, hey, who worked, who didn't? And that can really be so crucial, because if you end up investing a whole bunch of money in something and you walk away with nothing, it's hard to recover. And so many great ideas get lost because people run out of money, and they run out of money because they make bad decisions on poor service providers.
You know, I think it's part of the instinct that an inventor who's got a new idea just believes so heavily in the idea that when they're listening to a service provider talk, you know, there might be something in their gut that says, I'm really not sure about this person. And you need to go with that because, you know, you want your product to get out there. But I think sometimes inventors can be so in love with their product that they don't really see the steps of the process as being business decisions as opposed to emotional decisions. And you're right.
Absolutely.
You know, when I hear somebody say, well, I spent, you know, I'm out of money because I spent $50,000 on my patent. It's like, oh my God, you should have found a different attorney. The average that we see is somewhere right around 10. So when somebody says
right.
they spent $50,000 on their patent, it's like, oh my God, so much of that money needed to be saved for prototyping. And, you know, it's, I see people that, well, I spent this much on having someone help me write a business plan. You don't even know that you've got a business yet.
Right, right. It's one of the reasons that we say that the first step is really that search, that you know, that you need to be aware of what's out there. You need to make sure you have something to move forward with. And unfortunately, if you get an attorney to do it, they're invested in not finding anything. You want an independent comprehensive search done by somebody who doesn't care whether you continue or not, because they're going to look for what you need to find, but they have nothing invested in you moving further down the line. So that's an important step. You know, and like you said, if something sounds too good to be true, usually it is. So if somebody's yeah. telling you, oh, we can get your idea to market, that's not true. There are no promises in this business.
Well,
you have to be careful what you believe, because just because you want to believe in your product and your idea doesn't mean you should believe in other people who only want to make money off of your idea.
Exactly. Exactly. Some people just see you as an invoice, and that's not right either. So, you know, one of the inventors that we had that I had spoken with and ended up going to a different trade show, but she had spent $32,000 on getting a first order done, and he sent her six pieces of something that should actually sell for probably, you know, $20 at a grocery store. Or a, you know, Home Depot. And so she was very, very disappointed. And, you know, it was unfortunate, but I hear that from this one particular service provider on a regular basis, that he charges outrageously up front with very little accountability on the back end of it. So one of the things that we do to help avoid that is we give out free of charge a work-for-hire agreement. And so that is when, I mean, it's not as, we don't use that when we're talking to the patent attorneys, the registered patent attorneys, but we always recommend that you use it for anyone that you're hiring to do prototyping. Because they can't read your mind and you can't read theirs. When they say, it won't take us very long, in their mind, that might be 4 to 5 months, and in your mind, it might be 4 to 5 weeks, and hello, there is a disconnect right there. With the work-for-hire agreement, it puts things in writing, and it also includes, I mean, one of the other things that we've heard that just blows my mind is that when an inventor starts questioning now the prototyper and questioning about that money and that invoice that was paid, and they say, if you don't pay your next invoice, we're going to file intellectual property. They can't do that. It's illegal, but it scares the daylights out of the inventor. And the inventor, you know, doesn't always know that they're bluffing. And so the work for hire puts it right in there that that is not an option. So it really protects the inventor from making those bad decisions. But service providers can really be a cactus in your inventing life if you're not really careful.
Absolutely.
So stick with us, everyone. We want to thank our great service providers. We've got Kicker Design and Product Quick Start, and both of them had products with us at ASD Market Week, and both of them have been talked about very highly at our Inventor Roundtable meetings, because you know what? There have been inventors there who have used them and are thrilled to work with Noah or Addison. Two different companies, both do great jobs for our inventors. So we're going to be right back with one of our inventors, Wayne Rassinen, and he is an inventor of Decatex, a very cool new product. And then we've got coming up, we have got Grant Martin, West Coast, and he is going to be talking about their Torque Strap product. So stick with us for a little bit longer. We have got two great inventors coming up, and both of them are selling products you're going to want to get your hands on. Stay with us.
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country,
Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us and enjoying this hour of Invent America, because America invents. We have all got products in our home that was done by an independent inventor. And so if you know somebody out there who is an aspiring inventor, or you are yourself, get in touch with us, because I am happy to get you on the radio. It's free. Or give you the names of good vetted service providers that are so critical to your success. So we want to thank our Genus Communication Network for our home on this segment of Invent America. And our next guest is Wayne Rassinen. He is the inventor of, well, he used the word modernized computer keyboard that is called DecaText. It's a one-handed Bluetooth keyboard, very cool, and won the International Research and Development 100 Award for the most technology-significant products of the year. So, Wayne, congratulations, and would you thank you for being with us, and please tell our audience, what is DecaText?
Well, thank you very much, Rita. Always good talking with you. I've been wanting to share with you for a while, but I wanted to get this thing finished, the newest version finished. DecaText is a one-handed Bluetooth keyboard, like you said. It's called cording because, like a musical chord, you hold more than one button for certain letters and numbers. Deca, because it's 10 keys, like decade, and text, because, well, that's what you're doing is texting, but it's TXT. We dropped the E out of it. And it's, you know, started like most other inventions as a problem solution. The problem I was having was trying to touch type and hitting two keys or hitting the wrong key. And I thought, what if you didn't have to move your hands? If you could keep your hands still, could you be able to type? And then that's when I discovered the interesting relationship between our 10 fingers with two opposable thumbs and the 26-letter alphabet. I thought, well, if you just did a single press for 10, and then you held one thumb as a shift for 8, and held the other thumb as a shift for 8. 8 and 8 is 16, plus 10 is 26. It worked out perfectly.
Oh, there you go.
You know, somebody must have come out with this, but I looked and couldn't find anything. So I tried to figure out all the rest of the keystrokes that would go with it, and so much of it just really fell into place so conveniently, you know, following the same pattern that I did with the letters. And I thought, wow, this is almost like this is the way typing was intended to be. And so I named the company Intended, which actually stands for the input nomenclature being the science of naming 10 digit interface device. You know, our fingers are like digits. So, you know, I got a patent for it. And ever since then, I was starting to develop lots of different applications for it. You know, trying to figure out where it fits best. I built it onto a video game controller, showed that all around E3 and CES, and had a lot of people pretty excited about it, but I couldn't build it for as cheap as they were doing the other keyboards on game controllers. I showed it as on the steering wheel to the head of IT for Florida Highway Patrol, and he liked it, but it needed to be wireless, and I didn't have the money to do that at the time. So we decided to, you know, kind of simplify it and make the DecaText just a one-handed, more simple design. We made it so it's right-handed or left-handed, works both ways. And like you say, I entered it into the R&D 100 Award, and it won. You know, it beat entries from MIT and NASA and...
Wow.
Dow Chemical, Hitachi. I mean, it's the international award as one of the most technologically significant new products of the year.
Congratulations. That is so cool. And for our listeners who want to go and check this out, it is www.DecaText.com, and we will make sure that is on our website, so it'll be easy, Wayne, for people to find you. So in the process, I mean, our topic today is how challenging it can be for an independent inventor to pick a service provider. So how did you pick your service providers?
I got a pretty good step up because I engaged with my local inventors community, I discovered a program called SATOC, which was the Space Alliance Technology Outreach Program. And that actually put me in touch with a rocket scientist to work on my project for 40 hours for free, which is incredible. And
yeah.
And so he kind of helped me move things along a bit, and then he introduced me to a friend of his that was an engineer, and he helped me some more, and he did some more development. But of course, you know, not every engineer is capable of doing everything that you want to try to do. And so I went with word of mouth and followed, you know, try to find other engineers. I did get one engineer that promised me that, you know, yeah, no problem, we'll have it done in time for CES. And I wasted $25,000 on that. And,
yeah.
You know, he managed to get one working, but he couldn't even repeat that. So it was, lesson learned, right? So I found my next engineers at a maker fair. They were, you know, I went to the maker fair, or I was showing the keyboard, you know, which was USB at the time, trying to get it to Bluetooth, and found a maker there that was, you know, helping people do Bluetooth stuff. I've also found engineers at Million Cups. If you've ever attended a Million Cups presentation, it gives you an opportunity to demonstrate or talk about what you're doing. And he approached me afterwards and said he was an engineer and hired him, and he helped me get the next version built. So
yeah,
you know.
Well, and that's one of the things that we recommend frequently is, you know, we've got the Inventor Roundtable meetings. They're virtual twice a month. And so inventors out there that want to be able to talk to other inventors, just like you did, and be able to say, you know, who did you use and how did you do this and how did you get to the next step? It's one of the ways that we really recommend inventors out there and, you know, folks that need those service providers be able to talk to people who've used someone. It can make a huge difference to your success. So with the music coming up, Wayne, thank you so much for being on. We need to go off and take care of a few bills. What the music means. So thanks so much for being with us. Everybody, hang in there. We have got another great inventor coming up, and we will make sure that we post Wayne's information so that you can go and check out Decatext. Hang in there.
Nothing succeeds like persistence. You got to keep on it.
That's right. That's right. Thanks, Wayne.
But don't quit your day job.
That's true.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
USA News Update. Multiple people stabbed at a busy shopping center in Sydney, Australia. Police evacuating shoppers at Westfield Shopping Center in Bondi Junction, reportedly shooting also one of the two alleged suspects. They were searching for the other. At least five people have died in that stabbing spree, although police have not confirmed that yet. The U.S. expecting Iran to launch attacks against multiple targets inside Israel in the next few days and is prepared to help intercept any weapons launched at Israel. President Joe Biden's one message for Iran right now? don't. Hunter Biden is going to have to face federal gun charges. His lawyers arguing that an immunity agreement tied to his plea deal is still in effect. The judge said it's not. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us for this version of Invent America. And our next guest is Grant Martin. He is the president of Torque Strap. It's TorqueStrap. P.com. And you're going to want some of these, and I want some of these, because we were driving across Las Vegas going to the trade show a few weeks ago, and everything has got a bungee cord wrapped around it. And that is what led to Grant's invention of the Torque Strap, because he saw an accident involving a bungee cord going through his father's hands. So, Grant, tell us about the Torque Strap, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Absolutely, Rita. Thank you so much for having me. I love what you guys are doing here, and I appreciate the opportunity. But yeah, you know, when I was a young kid, I was about 15, and I watched a bungee cord come loose, and the hook went straight through my father's hand.
Oh,
and you know this.
We
can all feel that. I think a lot of us have been there, and it really wasn't the first time I'd seen bungee cords come loose or break a window, something of that nature. But in this case, I took it pretty personally, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And I thought there's got to be a better way. Well, you know, life went on, the years passed, jobs, marriage, life, and all that. But when the pandemic hit, I found myself feeling like I was just a little shortcoming. You know, life was growing around me, and I was the bottleneck working my 9-to-5 job. So I decided to develop this idea that had been sitting in my notebook for a decade. And one step after another, little bites at a time, I brought the product to market via social media guerrilla marketing campaign and broadcast my e-commerce. And after, I've been in business about 4 years now, and I can happily say we're doing 7 figures in sales per year, and the reception has just been absolutely amazing.
Well, that is incredible and a wonderful story. So I know that, you know, as we go through our topics over the next year, that we're going to want to have you and Marcus on again, because you're going to have good advice for our inventors. Because, you know, a lot of the inventors that we are working with, they're in the early stages. And so being able to pick a good service provider can be absolutely critical to success. And I'm sure that you've had some good, bad, and ugly when it comes to service providers. Share some of those experiences with us. How can an inventor avoid picking a bad service provider?
You know, you're absolutely right, Rita. That is the, I always joke that the real money in inventing is taking advantage of inventors. And I'm facetious because there's plenty of money to be made for us small inventors. The trouble is, how do you sift through these weeds? Now, as far as my experience, you're absolutely right. I tried to find a lot of one-stop shops that would design my packaging and bring it to fruition, or even, you know, I fell for the trap of take our licensing course and you'll be licensed in no time making passive income. And while there may be merit to these channels, generally speaking, they're geared to keep you pulling out that wallet, pull out that credit card, bust out another thousand, and eventually you'll get to the end. But I think what they employ is almost a cult-like mentality. You know, you're so deep into paying the bills over and over again, you think, okay, I've spent $15,000. I have to see this through to the end. And I encourage inventors, only hire specialists. You need graphic design? Hire a graphic designer. You want a manufacturer? Go straight to a manufacturer, so on and so forth.
I cannot tell you how many times I have said that. You know, it's like when you need something done, you hire the person to do that. You use a work-for-hire agreement so that everything is spelled out. And those one-stop shops, the only thing they see is you as a bank account.
Yes.
And, you know, one of the lines that we frequently use is that, you know, the attorney that charges more just drives a better car. It doesn't necessarily mean they do a better job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like, you need this now, you go here. You need this now, you go here. And that's why, you know, we vet a ton of service providers. I mean, when I'm working as someone's licensing agent, I don't get paid till they get paid. So doing a lot of work up front to get someone teed up the right way with the idea that we believe in them and their product.
Yes, well, that's wonderful. See, the reverse of that is so many of these firms, they'll say, okay, well, we want you to pay $15,000, and we're also going to take a percentage of your royalty. Well, you know, they have zero skin in the game. They haven't put in any time. All they have, what they have is your $15,000, and the cheapest thing for them to do from that moment on is nothing at all, because anyone they employ, any deals they try to hunt down, any attorneys that they pay is losing money, and that is not how you run a business. So with their business model, that cult mentality, it works perfectly well for them. Who suffers are the small inventors, like myself.
I know. It just makes me crazy. It's like, well, how much did you spend up front on this? Because I've heard that same comment. It's like, well, I've spent this much money with them already. I need to see it through. And it's like, no, you need to cut your losses at this point and run. And
absolutely.
So, you know, just yes. Thank you so much for giving us that feedback. So what's the goal for you? And Marcus is your partner, right? He is the one I talked to first.
Yeah, let me just quickly introduce Marcus. So he couldn't make it today, but Marcus is the inventor of Quick Tie Down Anchors. It's a snazzy little anchoring device for docks, decks, trailers, and more that utilizes the gap between the boards. Now, Marcus found me when I was going semi-viral on the social media platforms, and we began talking once a week. He didn't live far from my home. So we decided, well, hey, we're talking about this every week as it is. Let's bust out some microphones and some cameras, and let's just document what we're doing, which eventually turned into the Invent With Me podcast, which you can find wherever you listen to podcasts, and we're also quite popular on YouTube. And what we're doing is breaking down the journey for a blue-collar inventor like Marcus and I. How do you do this on a shoestring budget? What's the very first step? What's the second, third, and fourth step? What kind of problems are you going to run into? What are the real numbers you can expect? And we're doing it on the fly every week. It's an updated. Sometimes we have to go back and eat crow and say, you know what? Email marketing is profitable, and here is why. And it's a ton of fun for him and I.
So, well, that's wonderful, and thank you so much for being on with us today, and we're going to get Marcus on as well to talk about his product, and we're going to have you back as well, because you've got some really good experience. I will get some video of you guys with your products or of your products and get them on our site as well so people can get out there and buy them. So, Grant, thank you so much. Everyone, stick with us. We've got our industry expert who's going to be joining us, admin from SearchQuest Patents, in just a few minutes. Hang in there, everybody.
Thanks,
we've
Rita.
Got some more to come. Thanks, Grant.
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all-organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All-organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com. One of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon as we talk about inventing in America, because America invents. We always have. We solve problems. And I don't know of anybody out there that hasn't thought at one time or another, it's like, oh, maybe I'll be an inventor. So it does have kind of a romantic sense about it and a little bit of a fantasy land about it. But it can be really hard work and it can be expensive if you make mistakes. And so we hate to see inventors get halfway down the road and then have to give completely up because they've made a mistake with picking a service provider. So our next guest is Renee Belke. She is the administrator for SearchQuest, which is the first step. And she started out as a searcher about 10 years ago and then became the administrator of SearchQuest. So now she works with all of the searchers and makes the assignments on who gets to do which search. So Renee, thanks so much for being with us. Why is it that the search is so important?
Well, the search is the first step that an inventor needs to take. And so it's kind of going to set the precedence for how well things go. If you don't get an accurate search or don't get a complete search, it can derail everything after that. So we encourage everybody to make sure that they get a full comprehensive search done, because what some patent lawyers will not tell you is that the USPTO is going to do a search worldwide, and if they find your invention anywhere else in the world, they're not going to issue your patent. So getting a patent just done in the United States just is only half your story. So it's really imperative. Make the first step, make it a good one, make it a solid one, and make sure that you get what you pay for. So our case, we almost always encourage everyone to get the comprehensive search.
Right, and I think some of it is that, you know, inventors will say, well, I'm only going to file my patent in the U.S. That part doesn't matter when it comes to the searching, because you're exactly right. When an examiner looks at that patent application, they're going to search internationally for it, because if it's been done in another country, it's part of the public domain, and that's what they go and look for. If it's been, you know, invented anywhere in the world at any time in history. We had somebody that wanted to do a hinged glove, and it's like, what part of knights in shining armor are you missing? That is out there. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he was very, you know, frustrated with me, and it's like, you know, it's out there. But the other thing, and a lot of inventors don't realize, it's like, you know, a search is going to let you know if you're infringing on someone else. Because getting a cease and desist letter is no fun after you've spent, you know, $20,000 getting a product into the marketplace or more.
Exactly.
And so, and the other thing is that a lot of inventors don't realize there's a 2.5-year blind spot at the USPTO. Now, it's a legitimate blind spot. A provisional is good for a year. Then the non-provisional or utility gets filed. It's a year and a half before it's published. So that's a 2.5-year blind spot that nothing shows up. But if the searcher is doing a product search, so they're going out and looking, what's for sale on Amazon? What has gone to a trade show? Then they can go ahead and say, okay, this thing is out there, and even though it doesn't show at the USPTO, it's still out there, it's still patent pending. And so that comprehensive search for $500 can be the most valuable money that gets spent.
Yes, exactly. And like I said, it's that first step. It's going to be the foundation for how everything else goes.
So, you know, so many inventors early on, they get messed up with the idea that, you know, well, I'll hire the attorney and the attorney does the search. That's not necessarily the best step.
No, it's really not necessarily the first step. The attorney gets paid to write a patent for you. So if he does a search, he's got a conflict of interest right up the front, because he doesn't want to find anything out there. He wants to write your patent for you. He gets paid whether that patent issues or not. So, you know, make sure that you get somebody who, A, has got experience in doing the searches and not anything else. They're not going to make a next step. You know, their job is to do a search for you in the best, you know, capacity that they can. So, you know, attorneys, they do a good job on what they're paid to do, but searching typically is not one of those, you know, positive aspects for an attorney.
Exactly. And what, you know, I always tell inventors, it's like, get your own search done. You look at it first. That allows you then to frame the conversation with the attorney. When the attorney does the search, they get to frame the conversation, and you're usually on the losing side of that.
Correct.
So, Renee, thanks so much for being with us today. I hear that music playing, which means we're going to go off and we're going to pay some bills. And thank you so much to our GCN network for giving us a home for Invent America and all of those inventors out there who are trying to get a new product to market. Stick with us. We have got some closing remarks coming up.
Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water-soluble pouches. They kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. I want to thank Wayne Rassinen for being on today. He is the inventor of Decatext, and Grant Martin, the inventor of TorqueStrap. I will make sure that all of their information is available on their website so that you can find them and order their product. Very cool products. And Decatext was the big winner of the R&D 100 Award. Congratulations to them. And TorqueStrap is going to save you from all of those injuries when you are using the tie downs. So everybody, go to our website, find those products, support our American inventors by being a consumer of American products and helping out all those inventors. Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend, and we will talk to you next week. And if you need a service provider, reach out. Let me know. I've vetted them all. Take care, everyone.
Talk USA with Michael King is produced by Home Talk Media in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Sparra. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Polyphic Arts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Products, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com.
Yay!
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.